If everything in life is in pairs, so for instance, you have night and day, you have sun and the moon, you have the male and the female, then what is the other half of the planet? I see the planet as two living together as one. So the yin-yang reflection can be seen as a half of the planet existing as a constant in itself, and another half existing as a constant in itself. What am I saying? The experience of daylight and the darkness, they both exist at the same time. So if you, my imagination from this or intuitiveness on this would be looking at it, the planet from the top view, you could see an arc form divided. One part of the arc is daytime, and the other part of the arc, understanding that these two arcs can be joined together to make a circle now, the other part of the arc is the nighttime. So between when the earth rotates day and night, which is known and accepted as dusk till dawn, is a time shift where light overcomes darkness. And this time is a very crucial spiritual time that everything is done speedily. People are not that patient or do not have that timing to wait, because people are either hurrying to be in the day or they're hurrying to be at the other half of darkness. So at that period, if you know your spiritual stuff, linking up with your higher self, that will be a perfect timing to put intentions out. At the same time, if you turn the earth sideways now and look at it, cross-sectioning it, you'll notice that you have water, the water table crosses the earth in an arc form. And the clouds that covers the planet as well will go in an arc form too. So you see there's a division from the side as well. So you have water there and air and clouds existing horizontally, while vertically you have the darkness and light. So what is ultimately bringing darkness and light is the beginning of, or the joining, or the marriage between the sun and the moon that has brought that constant life to the planet, that has created that balance, that is now in turn enhancing all of creation, because every creation within the planet need that little darkness and that little light to exist. So our planet in itself is a pair and not one whole. Just like how you have male and female. You have, you know, negative and positive. That is how the planet night and day coexist. So if that be the case, it will be unfair for us to accept that a constant light in just one side of the planet should be accepted, meaning that people should just go through all of life without any ups and downs. And then what happens to the ones in the darkness? They'll never get to experience their own ups. One has to go down for another to come up. For one that goes up, another is coming down. For every life that is giving birth to, one life is leaving for that life to exist. With this understanding, we cannot accept the fact that ups and downs in life, just like how we have the night and day, are a part of existence in life. For darkness can never be a constant in our experience in life. So also troubles can never be a constant in our existence in life. The understanding of these two physical dimensional facts is quick to give our subconscious an impression to remember our abilities and give us that calmness to know that at every darkness, there is a light at the other end that will get to your turn eventually. So within ourselves, when we look inwards and we notice that darkness within us, it could be worry, it could be anything that does not comfort us, that doesn't give us that joy, that takes our vibration down. Once we realize that I have control over this, and at the end of this, I can choose to switch, which is what we always call the shift. You know, it's like taking an aircraft from a dark side of the planet to the other side of the planet that's got daytime, or waiting for the planet itself to take care of you, which is the cosmos. And you go past your dusk till dawn, and then you now have your morning experience. With that, we will kill worries, anxiety, impatience, fears, etc. There will be none of that, because we already know and trust that the universe, which is perfect in its dealings, is looking after us, or has created a space for us to have an equilibrium experience through this life existence.
Is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall. Yet through it all, this much remains.
Yeah.
Stay.